better one.
Their first final was 2001, and they waited a whole year before they started touring again. And Elton John did this, too.
I was going to say, is it just groups or is it people, too? Because David Bowie has done it. Elton John has done it.
Elton John's first final show was in 1977.
Yes.
And he waited 2 years before he started touring again.
Yeah, then he started doing smaller venues. Like, I saw him twice in Montgomery. Elton John. At the monstrosity, that concrete monstrosity called Garrett Coliseum.
Yeah. New movies this weekend, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah.
Nothing like taking a cute idea and beating it to death. We mentioned Cabrini earlier, and Imaginary, which is a horror thriller about a little girl who finds an old teddy bear in the basement of her home and realizes everyone treats it like her imaginary friend. Until they realize there's a dark spirit hiding inside.
That's like the Twilight Zone. Yeah. I don't think I like you.
Yeah, that's Talking Tina.
Yeah.
That was creepy then, and it's still creepy today.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Lawrence passed away yesterday at the age of 88.
Wow, I didn't know he was still alive.
I wasted
Steve Lawrence
my afternoon listeners' time with a lame-ass story. Steve and Edie, of course, they were the couple. Well, those two and Don Rickles were touring together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chance to go backstage. And I've met Rickles a number of times. And Steve was as nice a famous person you could ever hope to meet. Of course, we're talking about old school, somebody whose biggest days were in the 60s and 70s. But Edie Gourmet.
Was she nice?
I think she wanted me.
Is that right?
Honest to God, I'm kind of clueless when women are flirting. I don't always pick that up. But
you think everybody watch you?
I just said I'm clueless on that stuff. I really am. But it got to be uncomfortable. Your husband is right there, lady. And Don Rickles looked like the old grump on the bus bench.
I'm trying to think of Steve Lawrence. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Is that right?
I believe so.
I could spend my
The Oprah Monster will be talking about Ozempic in a primetime special.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
I can't wait for that.
She's going from Weight Watchers to another product?
Well, yeah, Weight Watchers dumped her.
I know they did. But now she's going to go ahead and jump.
And she has gained and lost more pounds than a freight train.
Oh, I know. Don't we know a lot of people like that who are constantly on diets? I can think of a few folks.
The special is called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution.
What a bunch of crap!
Yeah. Odds and ends here. Oh, bill introduced in Congress that would make streamers like Apple and Spotify pay their artists more. That seems like fair stuff. But of course, if they do, guess who's going to get...
Well, I'm already a Spotify premium customer, so...
You're premium everything, buddy.
Jeez. I'm just an idiot.
Stop. 7:04, we have a fresh dish of SRN News coming up. I'm going to leave the room because I do not want to hear the voice of Joe Biden. In the meantime, if your car is damaged in an accident, you know where to take it. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, where for four decades they have established the standard of excellence here in the River Region. It's a brick-and-mortar building, but it was built on the ethics of Donnie Turner, who actually worked for others in the automotive body repair business and did not like it when he was told to overlook a step in the repair process. The body shop would pocket the money, but not do the repair. And he was told, well, the customer's not going to know. And he says, I know. And I don't choose to live with that. So he finally opened his own place. And now they do things the right way. So right that one of America's largest insurance company videotaped their processes as an example, a standard for others to follow. This is what we expect from you. And that's not just here. That's all over the country. 27REC with a W is their number. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And if it is, get a claim number from your insurance company ASAP so they can order the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. And then when that's done, they take a bumper-to-bumper look at the vehicle and try everything humanly possible to restore the look to good as new, maybe better. That's Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie and Brandon Turner on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27REC with AW. Let's see, you might need them this morning at 7.
Traffic continues to build on this Friday morning. We're seeing more and more cars all over Montgomery now. The boulevards, I-65 and 85. Even a few more coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. But overall, we're still light to moderate traffic flow No problems out there that we see slowing anybody down at the moment. We will keep an eye on things. Keep it right here for traffic updates. McKenna Toyota has a great selection of Toyota Camrys, the number one selling car in America, and Toyota Corollas, the number one selling car in the world. You'll be grinning with McKenna. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Snubby Awards, recognizing those who didn't get recognized by the Academy. Featuring the most important people behind Barbie, Margot Robbie, who played, well, Barbie. And who else? Oh, right, Greta Gerwig, who made Barbie. With a special performance by the entire cast of The Color Purple, which the Academy thought was the Spielberg movie from 85 and not an amazing new musical. And the Snubby Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Tom Cruise and Johnny Depp, Sir Ian McKellen, Sigourney Weaver, Samuel L. Jackson, Harrison Ford, Glenn Close, Bradley Cooper. We could keep going, but none of them ever won an Oscar. Plus, a Snubby in Memoriam segment that's just too depressing. Don't miss the Snubby Awards. Tune in instead of watching the Oscars and give them a taste of their own medicine.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
We fact-check Joe right out for SRN News at 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Being described by some of the media as feisty, President Biden's State of the Union speech is decried by Republicans as a divisive, screaming rant. The official Republican response to the address delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Former President Trump is hammering away at the president for his open border policy. Mr. Trump says it's endangering the safety and security of all Americans. Three more Houthi rebel drones targeting the Gulf of Aden been shot down by the U.S. military. We will be getting the latest job numbers this morning when the government releases the February employment report. And in Philadelphia, a manhunt continues. Police searching for several gunmen. They opened fire on a group of high school students yesterday, wounding eight of the young people. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 154 points. NASDAQ futures off 36 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE. Bible.
From the border to the economy, President Biden has accomplished feats in 2023 that no one ever saw coming. Here are the top 10 accomplishments of the Biden administration in 2023. First off, and this is a big that one, Biden reduced obesity in America by making food unaffordable. So simple. Next, he successfully cleaned up all the cocaine bags someone was leaving around the White House. Decency restored. This one's important. Biden kept American hostages safe from hotel junk fees during their stay with Hamas. Not one single junk fee.
My administration is also taking on junk fees.
What's a junk fee? Next, Biden set the all-time record for the number of people illegally entering the U.S. because he's the most popular president ever. Numbers don't lie. Biden raised dementia awareness by 400%. Not to mention incontinence, Alzheimer's, and speech impediment awareness.
Over $1.3 billion.
Amazingly, Biden actually created a record number of new billionaires. They're all in Ukraine, but still, good for them. Next, the Biden administration upheld their campaign promise of transparency by releasing several behind-the-scenes videos from Capitol staffers. More than we wanted to see, actually. Ugh. Also, the Biden administration has literally saved democracy by arresting political opponents and not allowing people to vote for anyone else. Thank you, Joe. You won't believe this one. Biden set a new record by spending 40% of his time on vacation. And finally, Biden heroically stayed alive to save America from a Kamala Harris presidency. We salute you, Mr. Biden. Well, there you have it. The top accomplishments of the Biden administration over the past year. We can't wait to see what Joe has up his sleeve for the coming year.
That, I am so glad that I did not watch that thing before trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, I was okay with clips.
And watching Katie Britt was somewhat of a balm. And, you know, when they choose somebody for that, well, generally there's a bigger plan for that person, which is kind of intriguing.
Again, I love the setting. It was in her kitchen,
yep.
And I thought that was a great tone.
Well done. It is 7:13. We have some weather headed our way.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
All right, let me summarize it for you. Mainly dry through the morning hours. There is some rain on the radar, but I think primarily the rain is later on. Becoming windy today, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begins this afternoon, especially late afternoon. And as I mentioned to Greg a little while ago, there could be some heavy rain during the rush hour this afternoon, which is not good. So it becomes locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. We have a flood watch in effect. We have a severe weather risk, including the threat of damaging wind gusts and potential tornadoes. Excessive rainfall possible. I'm saying 2 to 5 inches generally, but up to 8 inches mentioned by the folks at the WPC, the Weather Prediction Center in Washington. The rain moves out before noon tomorrow. Dry the rest of the weekend. Spring forward on Saturday night. Don't forget to do that to the clocks. Sunshine returns Sunday. Much cooler. High 62. And Alabama growers will be in the 30s Sunday and Monday night. So, you know, patchy frost, not out of the question. Right now, east winds at 14 miles per hour. It's cloudy and 60 at 7:15.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Daylight Saving Time presents 1 hour into the future. Congratulations. By utilizing spring forward technology, you have successfully traveled 1 hour into the future. Here you'll find life is much different. Everyone has a flying car, a lunar vacation home, a sexy robot girlfriend, and the planet is controlled by a race of evil machines that live off human body heat for electrochemical energy. Enjoy your 6 months stay here in Future World. And remember, returning to the past with sports scores, lottery numbers, and stock tips is strictly prohibited.
Quarter past 7 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg, Jay, and Rich. Today is International Women's Day, and later on in our Rocket Scientist feature, they have determined the best time of the day for women to have me time, over half of women say this is when they feel like they have.
I wonder how they figure stuff like that out.
I don't know. That's why we call them rocket scientists, because I guess they're just a tad smarter than I am.
Yeah.
One thing that was interesting about yesterday afternoon was the, you know, we have Mark Robert on every Thursday at 3:30.
Right.
Holy crap. I mean, you talk about somebody, and this is before the State of the Union. And he's out in California, so he's like part of the resistance out that way. And I had to dump him three times yesterday because he was just so wired up. It was fun, but he left no doubts about where he stood on things. And then David Blackman, who was normally pretty much a laid-back guy.
Yeah.
We weren't able to, I got to, you're going to train me how to do this weather thing, right? When I come in for
There's nothing to it. It's just which pot to turn on. To get my microphone on.
Do that before you leave today.
Well, see, I'll be in another room.
Sure. Yeah, it's just one simple maneuver, right?
It's not difficult at all.
And we keep the door open so that I can hear your cues. That's how that works.
Oh, I got to do cues?
Well, you got to say 30 seconds, you know, like this song's going to end in 30 seconds to get me on the air. And then you count me down and I start talking.
I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
17 minutes after 7 o'clock. All right, Random Facts is coming up next. You'll have a chance to win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question. Right now, we have Blue Water News and the first of two convoluted intros.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police and fire medics responded to a single vehicle crash in the area of I-85 North near Eastern Boulevard just before midnight Wednesday. 20-year-old Jasmine Harris was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. The Alabama House of Representatives on Thursday advanced a bill that would prohibit diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at universities and state agencies. The bill now returns to the Alabama Senate for approval of the House changes. The bill would also prohibit DEI programs in public schools. Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation into law Wednesday shielding in vitro fertilization providers from potential legal liability due to the ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Thanks for the news, Sky. By the way, the news about eliminating DEI, it should be eliminated from everything, but at least anything involving the state. I don't know if you remember... Well, the big contretemps when some fat ass at the VA decided that the picture of the guy celebrating the end of World War II.
Yeah, in New York City, in Times Square.
Yeah. And that picture was removed. The outrage was so fast, so furious, that that decision was reversed within an hour. But the woman who made that call comes out yesterday that she ran a St. Louis VA hospital for 4 years and managed to expose hundreds of treated veterans to HIV through reckless handling of materials. I mean, there's just no end to it. How do these people, and we're talking about a job that pays double six figures. And you wonder, well, why was she picked? And that's why that stuff just needs to go D-I-E. All right, random facts in a minute.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get in my belly!
What?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 8th, Be Nasty Day. By the way, my first name ain't Baby. It's Shadow. Mr. Stevens, if you're nasty. Oh, you nasty day.
And now...
All right, here's your...
Random facts.
You got that.
Yesterday, I got so wired up in the afternoon, I had to dump myself for the second time.
Wow.
I'm not proud of it.
As long as
wait a minute, I am proud of it.
I mean, I'm just glad you're aware that you got to do, you know...
Hit that button.
Caught it. It's like, all right.
Hit that button.
That's all. That's what I'm happy for. Did you know? A couple of expressions that we have came from one person. A Roman slave, Publilius Syrius, I guess is his name.
Yeah.
He gave us expressions such as ignorance is bliss. And the end justifies the means, and honor among thieves. He's quite a, you know...
Publius Sirius?
Publius Sirius, yeah.
What do you call somebody like that if you want? If you're very...
I'm probably pronouncing it completely wrong.
Hey, pubes.
I know.
Him, or I call him Ig.
P-U-B is the first three letters of his name. L-I-L-I-U-S.
Publius. Publius.
I know. Did you know there was an Irish terrier named Prince who followed his soldier owner from London to Armentières, France? I could be wrong.
Armentières.
Yeah. Followed him from London to France during the First World War. Both of them survived the war and returned home.
Oh, that's good news.
And they lived happily ever after, I hope. Yeah.
I assume so, yes.
In other words, he took his dog...
He did not. He just followed him. Oh. It would not stay home.
Oh.
Or wherever he was. It got out, followed him all the way.
And the dog's name, folks, was Prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know... How did gargoyles get their name?
Well, I guess because they look like gargoyles.
They look like gargoyles.
That's a great word, by the way. Let's see. Can somebody name a politician that looks like a gargoyle?
Well, they're used on buildings to divert water away from the roof.
Oh.
Huh. Normally, that is because the water comes out of the mouth. And so it gargles.
Oh.
So it gargoyles.
I thought, why don't they call them gargoyles then?
Yeah, well, that's related to the word gargle, and that's how they got gargoyle.
I had no idea.
I know, it's very interesting. That's the first time I've heard about that, too.
What I love about this feature, because it reminds me just how ignorant I really am. Back to you.
Did you know, just last year, National Geographic, the magazine, cut 17 editorial positions, including all of the publication's staff writers and editors who had been on staff for 40 years. The magazine still has more than 1.7 million subscribers, but they still had to make that many cuts.
Largely boys around 12, 13 years old.
Seeing them for the first time.
Those jungle excursions.
And not getting in trouble over it.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Why you got National Geographic under your mattress?
In 1960, some 14,000 cats were dropped by parachute over Borneo. Yeah, they were done so to combat a rat plague that was in Borneo, and it actually worked. 14,000 cats helped a rat plague.
Dropped out of an airplane or something?
Yeah, dropped by parachute. Just a bunch of parachuting kitties.
There was probably some serious weight gain among those cats after chowing down all those...
Can you just picture now the sky with all these parachutes and cats coming down? That is just a wild thought.
That's weird, 14, wild stuff.
14,000.
I would have loved, you know, 1960, you'd think there'd be footage of that, maybe. Did you know modern birds, our eagles are still waiting for their eggs to hatch, by the way.
Okay.
Which, interestingly enough, while I was watching the birds yesterday, I say the birds, it was just the one bird, it was just the one eagle on the nest, started making a call, which I don't know if it was talking to another eagle in the area or trying to reach her partner. I don't know who was on the nest, if it was her or him, whatever. But anyway, some of the noises sounded very dinosaur-like.
Really?
Some of the little screech-like static, or not static, but...
We know that birds, all birds...
They evolved from
dinosaurs.
And it was interesting to hear that and think, wow, that's got a very... dinosaur sound to it. Modern birds, did you know, come from four distinct lineages that survived the asteroid impact. That killed off the dinosaurs.
Remember a couple of years back we had a contest, identify the monster, you know, the dinosaur, whatever.
Yeah.
Like this one from Jurassic.
Yeah.
And Godzilla 97.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, by the way.
You're already at the break?
Yeah.
Early.
We're going to talk about... you guys may not be. Maybe you are. I don't know. There's a game called Minecraft. I don't know if you're familiar with
it. Heard of it.
Okay, good. You've heard of it. That's good. We have a random fact about Minecraft coming up. We have a random fact about... who was considered the richest man in Rome during the time of Julius Caesar. Coming up here a week from the Ides of March.
And you can imagine what song we're playing that morning. Right?
I would imagine it would be some...
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Da.
We're going to give you a random fact about a Jane's Addiction song, which I cannot stand Jane's Addiction. We will also give you a random fact about an incident that occurred in a hotel on July 17th, 1981. You might be familiar with it, but I'll tell you more about it. And...
What was the date on that again?
July 17th, 1981.
And this involves a hotel?
It does.
Is it in Kansas City?
It is.
How about that, Mr. Memory, huh?
And we're going to give you a random fact about director Peter Jackson.
Okay.
That is all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, as long as we're talking about things coming up, let's talk about Wednesday next week, 3:35 on Happy Hour. We're going to be hosting the founding father of Adams Drugs, and that's Mike Vinson. And the reason he's coming to the radio station is to discuss a bill that could have serious impacts on health care costs, insurance, the whole nine yards. In fact, a good friend of mine, Cindy, was texting me last night with some of the crazy stuff that's going on. I've saved that thread so I can discuss it with Mike. And, of course, they want you to know, they want you in the know on things that could impact you financially when it comes to your health care. Now, in the meantime... many of you have had the pharmacy you were doing business with close. There's two right there at Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. Or the pharmacy that was in a grocery store chain that got sold along with your entire medical history. Why not do business locally? First of all, the News Talk audience, better than any other, knows that having 75 cents of every dollar you spend with a business, staying in the local economy is important. And Mr. Vinson has been remarkable at recruiting not only great pharmacists, but staff that practices the most basic fundamentals in customer service to an art form. So when you walk in, you're going to feel welcome the first visit. If you're tired of getting an eye roll or waiting to be a fourth or fifth car in a drive-thru, then you finally get to the window, you ask it, well, you got to come inside to ask that. It's crazy. Why not do business with people that will make you feel appreciated? People who can deliver for you if you are homesick, doctor phones in a script. You don't want to be driving when you're running a fever. That's no better than driving when you're drunk. They'll take care of that for you. And if you'd like to have all your prescriptions coordinated each month to be picked up on the same day, they can do that too. Wellness clinics, vitamin programs, and more. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. And don't forget, 3:35 in the afternoon show next week. David, good morning.
Hey, why do you come out of the bathroom and give someone else a chance and leave the National Geographic on the toilet?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, that woman with the VA, you know, she also ran the Phoenix VA, which was considered the worst VA in the country.
How do these government schmendricks keep these jobs with those kinds of performances? I don't understand this.
And then they sent her, I don't know why this is, but they sent her to the Philippines with the same salary, which means she's going to live in a country where that salary is worth probably 2-3 times what it is here in the United States. So, you know, promotion by failure.
What a disgrace. What an absolute disgrace. We don't owe these damn migrants anything. We owe our veterans everything, and we treat them like crap, and that's got to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Thanks.
Thank you, David, for... Hey, now it's 7:32. Part two of Random Facts coming up, and then, of course, followed by the $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Right now, back to Skipper and your road.
We had an accident a little earlier right out in front of Baptist Hospital on the Southern Boulevard. Please use caution there. Traffic building a lot now. We've got a lot of cars coming into Montgomery. We're busier, I-65 and 85 through downtown. Boulevards are a little bit busier, and all of our inbound traffic like Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville, all a little more busy at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit. With flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores, go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of March, 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV. The crude animated series would become MTV's highest rated show.
You said would.
Yeah, would.
Have a great March 8th, the greatest day ever.
And now,
would you stay for
random
your
facts?
Your best Beavis and Butthead.
That was nice. You tried to do Beavis, but the thing was great. Did you know Minecraft, the video game, it became the first video game ever to reach 300 million copies sold worldwide. It equates to having been sold 47 copies per minute every minute since the game's release in 2011.
Very impressive.
That's massively impressive. Did you know Marcus Licinius Crassus, often called the richest man in Rome in the time of Julius Caesar, created the first ever Roman fire brigade? However, the brigade wouldn't put out the fire until the owner would sell the property in question to Marcus for a very miserable price.
Hmm.
In other words, my house is on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. If you sell it to me, I'll
for
put that
amount.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But it's going to cost you this much to do it. It's just ridiculous. But he was the richest man because he was doing that to people, I guess. We'll put your fire out, but you got to pay us a massive amount. Jane's Addiction, who I'm just not a fan of at all.
Yeah.
They have a song called Been Caught Stealing, which if you think I don't like the band, guess how much I like their songs. There is a dog bark in Been Caught Stealing.
Yes.
By the way, I have absolutely no reason as to why I don't like them. It's not like they're...
You don't have to have a reason.
I have no problem with anybody in the band or anything like that. I just can't stand to listen to it.
I know the dog bark you're talking about.
Yeah. It was accidentally recorded. Perry Farrell, who's the singer for the band, he brought his dog to work, and his dog got excited when he saw his owner singing. Rolling Stones magazine called it the best use of dog barks since the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds.
It sounded like it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
If you've heard the song.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like it's been. But then again, when you think about it, there's no reason for it to be in there.
Right.
Hey, we're over 80 on breakfast, by the way.
Hey, nice start.
Thanks. I just had it stuffed. Did you know? On July 17th, 1981, and Greg knew this, it was the two overhead walkways, which were loaded with people, collapsed onto a like ballroom floor type thing.
Yeah, it was a Friday night singles mixer thing, so the place was packed.
Yeah, it was the lobby of the Hyatt Regency
in Kansas City.
Killed 114 people, injured 216 people.
I have seen that. Analyzed on engineering disasters on TV.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But the reason I remember it is I was in Nassau when that happened. And getting news, you know, kind of difficult, especially then. There was no internet, no cell phones.
And this happened at night, I guess.
The next morning we found out about it. It was like,
wait a minute. That may have been where I just stayed in Kansas City for that weather conference.
Really? The same one that had the collapse?
I'm going to check, but I think that may be where we stayed.
I would imagine there would be some sort of, you know, marker or memorial.
Like so many, I believe there is.
Yeah, not a good marketing point.
Come stay at the hotel where...
We've already had our bad luck. Welcome. But that, like so many of these catastrophic failures, had something to do with a joint supporting one of the walkways, just giving out because of the weight. One little mistake.
That or them not abiding to the, hey, this thing can only support this many, you know, you need to keep this clear, whatever it was, but still.
Well, we have the Weight Watchers convention in.
Yeah.
And a big dance tonight.
And a big dance. And finally, did you know, Peter Jackson, as we know, the guy who did the, did the Lord of the Rings films, then he did the King Kong.
That's reason enough to not like him.
And then he did the Beatles 8-hour Get Back thing.
But
and then
the,
he did
the World War One thing.
Cleaned up he the did World 1917?
War One. No. The one where they went back and they took the footage and they cleaned all that stuff up. That was amazing. Yeah. What was it? They Shall Not Be Forgotten, I believe, is what it was called.
Yeah, I think that. I always have trouble with the title.
God, that was amazing, everything they went through to make that happen. Anyway, he owns, not the movie, but the actual original Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The vehicle.
Oh, the vehicle.
Yeah. He doesn't own the film. He owns the car. Because that's what it was, right? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was the car.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so he owns that. The original one. Those are your Friday Random Facts.
All right. At 7:42, we have our $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question coming up. In fact, speaking of Food Outlet, right now, you can take advantage of their big spring ahead to savings sale. Now, at Food Outlet, one of the things I love, and I've done the research, it's cost plus 10% pricing on everything in the house. And then they mark down additional items every week for further savings, and it's always loaded with great stuff like sirloin tip roast. Now, I bought one at $4.51 a pound. I bought a 2-pounder. Froze it, and that's the steak that I made for you guys last week.
Oh, that was delicious.
Defrosted, I cut it into equal sections, marinated it in a bag, threw it on the grill, just kept an eye on it, and man, it was so good, still juicy. Top quality USDA meats at Food Outlet, $4.51 a pound for that. Smithfield pork loins, those are so easy. In 40 minutes, you got a meal with flavor because they sell it in like honey mustard. They have one with garlic. There's about 7 or 8 different choices. Just pop it in the oven and let it roast. And real good. Russet potatoes. 2 5-pound bags for $5. So with the Food Outlet gift certificate, you're talking about 40 pounds of potatoes. That's a lot. You can eat French fries till they come out of your ears when you save money like that. Chicken leg quarters are $5.60 for the 10-pound bag of Food Outlet. Dasani bottled water, only $3.56. Bluebell ice cream, everybody's favorite. You can get a full half gallon of Bluebell, all flavors, $5.62. I saw that priced at $11.99 a half gallon in one of the stores in one of my recent reconnaissance shops. And the 12-pack of your favorite Coke products, the fridge pack, as it's called, just $4.99. At all 3 Food Outlet locations, that's Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, circus folk, it is time for today's $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we told you about a little Irish terrier named Snuggles. An up-tempo record with a death dedication. No, there was an Irish Terrier in World War I, followed his owner from London to France. What was the name of that Irish Terrier? It was not Cuddles. What was the name of that Irish Terrier?
Name that dog. Not that dog. The dog that Jay was talking about. 272-9228. 272-9228. 9228. We're standing by. Our grand prize drawing is today, so get in on that with a follow-up question if you don't win the Food Outlet gift certificate. The time is 7:45.
Accident reported on East South Boulevard in front of Baptist a little while back. We're hoping that one is clear and out of the way, but use caution just in case. Everywhere else, traffic continues to build, and we're getting really busy now. East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, especially 85 southbound past Chantilly and Taylor into Montgomery. 65 southbound out of Prattville and Millbrook, also building a good bit, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. So far, everything's running smooth. Buckle up. Keep it here for traffic updates. Larry Leibuck, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Leibuck Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, look who wants to do the pop quiz. Darren.
Hi.
He's going to get first crack at it here. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, what was the name of that little Irish Terrier in World War One?
Prince.
Prince is correct.
Hey! Excellent. Yes. You have won a $20 head start at your next Food Outlet shop. Please hold. And no convoluted intro review from Backup Steve today. So next we go to Paul B.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is the first game to reach 300 million copies sold worldwide.
Was that Minecraft?
Minecraft is correct.
You are correct, sir. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
We go to J-Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, hi. The hotel where that walkway collapsed in 1981 was a Hyatt in what city?
You can only win every 30 days. Oh, I remember you talking about that. I don't remember city.
No, okay. All right. That's
the Hyatt.
You're still in the grand prize drawing. No
yes.
problem.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just for the record's sake, that was Kansas City. All right, we are, and by the way, there is some like security camera videotape of that collapse.
I think I have seen it, yes. Yeah. And I'm going to double check. I wonder if that was where I stayed. It could have been.
7:48.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So we've got a lot of weather coming in. This is a big storm system, and we're starting off mainly dry this morning. I'm not saying you couldn't see any raindrops, but mainly dry through, let's say, midday. Becoming windy today, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begin this afternoon, and especially late afternoon when they become locally heavy, as far as could be a very wet rush hour today. Widespread rain and thunderstorms through the overnight hours tonight and into Saturday morning. There's not only a flood watch in effect, but there's also a severe weather risk, including the potential for damaging wind gusts, and you can't rule out tornadoes. And potentially excessive rainfall totals, I mean, easily 2 to 5 inches, I think you can bet on that. But the Storm Prediction Center is reporting, you know, there could be a few towns that reach 8 inches, but that's crazy. Rain moves out before noon tomorrow. Dry rest of the weekend. Spring forward on Saturday night, of course. And sunshine returns Sunday, much cooler, high 62. And then in the 30s on Sunday and Monday night, which could lead to patchy frost if we have to go any lower on that forecast. Right now it's cloudy, getting a little gusty on the winds out of the east at 14. It's 60 at 7:49.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. All hail J, all hail J.
With a word on the Seafood Bistro.
Hey, who's hungry? Because there's some food that's going to be available coming up at 11 a.m. when the Seafood Bistro opens their doors. Had a few people pick up some Seafood Bistro gift certificate prizes yesterday. And we're talking about how they're excited to go over there and enjoy some great food from the Seafood Bistro, whether it be their selection of salads or the different types of fish that they have available, whether it be the platters, the po' boys, the boil bags, or some of their house specialties that involve the Seafood Bistro tacos, the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo there as well, or those golden and just buttery delicious shrimp and grits, which you can get bacon added to that as well if you would like to do that. You can see everything on the menu at their website. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can also order from there as well. In fact, I think you can order there right now and then put in the time you're going to pick it up after 11, of course, and then get it for lunch, for dinner, whatever it may be. You also have that option to do that with your delivery apps that are on your phone as well. To see the entire menu, put in that order also. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down the street here. 279-7500 is their number. Again, online, just Google them, Seafood Bistro, but it's theseafoodbistro.com. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, some numbers out from the government. But before telling you how many jobs were created, alleged, in February, here we go again. They took the, in January, they reported 353,000 jobs, right?
Right.
And they do this every month. They revised that down to 333 to 300, no. They overshot the runway by 130,000 jobs. So instead of 353, it was 229.
So this morning it's 375?
Is there 275. And you can bet your butt they're going to revise that downward next month after it's safe.
Yeah.
Because the media reports the first number, but when it's revised downward by almost 50%.
You don't hear about it.
You don't hear a damn thing. Other key numbers this morning, 62.5%. That's the labor participation rate. Think about that. 38% of the country is sitting on its butt. That's not good. And wage growth, which Brett McDonald said would be probably the most important number that came out today. Year to year, wages are up 4.4%. That does not keep up with inflation. So there you go. That's a quick take on it. I don't know. Brant's at a conference out of town. I don't know if we have time to join us this morning, but probably this afternoon he will, and he'll give us the straight scoop on all of that. Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. At 7:52, a rocket scientist feature is coming up, and we'll find out where 52% of women get their me time. Back to Skipper. Business report next.
Well, we are still very busy all over the area this morning. I-65 and 85 loaded up through downtown Montgomery, and we're getting very busy now on 85 southbound. Mount Meigs to Chantilly over to Taylor. 65 southbound loading up, as well as 231 from Wetumpka. Still, we're not seeing any major problems anywhere, just heavy traffic on this Friday morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. New Toyotas and Nissans rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the U.S. Central Bank was not far from gaining the confidence it needs in falling inflation to begin cutting interest rates. In a hearing before the Senate Banking Committee, Powell said, when we do get that confidence, and we're not far from it, he said, it will be appropriate to begin to dial back the level of restriction so that we don't drive the economy into recession. Small businesses continued to recover last year from the hit they took for the pandemic while facing financial challenges tied to higher interest rates and still hard to find workers. That's according to a report released Thursday by the 12 regional Federal Reserve banks. United Airlines will pause pilot hiring in May and June due to aircraft delivery delays from Boeing. Boeing is facing increased scrutiny due to the January 5th incident when a door plug blew off a brand new 737 MAX plane mid-flight. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Tough decisions today because TSA is instituting self-check-in.
Yeah, just like at the grocery store, right?
How many people listening when they first announced that after 9/11 thought, that's what we need, you know?
Yeah.
This elite group of people who will be able to detect those terrorists instead of their running their wad up your grandmother's butt, which sucks. But we're going with this instead because it's another one of our infamous critical research studies.
Curing disease, ending world hunger, protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
And this critical research involved the total 1,000 women and the topic of me time. Okay. And the surprise in this is that a consensus, over half of women say their me time is in the shower. Showers help respondents process stress, feelings, ups and downs of the days. One in six have imagined themselves winning an argument while taking a shower. Of course, that's one of those things, yeah. Why would you imagine yourself winning an argument? You either win it or you don't. But whatever, it's a very personal thing. Shower is more than just a way to get clean. It's an escape that provides physical and emotional benefits.
It's therapeutic.
And this study was financed by Olay, those skin people. So you learn something new every day, right? And we still have the story on TSA. Self-check-in. You know, when Bush first proposed that, I thought we were going to do what Israel does, where we have this elite, highly trained group of people who know how to spot the signs of a potential terrorist, like the guy in Portland, Maine, who checked Mohammed Atta in on that flight. And he knew this was a bad dude, but he was so strapped by political correctness, he couldn't say anything. Because all the signs were there.
Because of stereotyping and stuff like that.
That, yeah.